Sport on RTE Radio 1.
It's 8:36. Time now for sport. Darren Farrell is here.
Yeah, many thanks, Kate. Good morning to you. What drama at the Euros last night. Portugal booked a place in the quarterfinals, but only just. A penalty shootout win against Slovenia. It ended scoreless after extra time, but a couple of big talking points in this one, particularly in the extra time period. Cristiano Ronaldo had a penalty saved by Jan Oblak. Ronaldo distraught at missing that kick. Very, very emotional. Tears flooding down his face. I think those images are all over the newspapers this morning and online as well. We heard Didi Haman's comments earlier in the programme. He wasn't too impressed and said it was almost embarrassing. And then the lowest ranked team left in the finals, they almost snatched it themselves right at the in the second period of extra time. Benjamin Sesko got through one on one with the goalkeeper, but Diego Costa saved brilliantly, and Costa in inspired form really went on to save three penalty kicks in the shootout, and Portugal winning it 3-0. And they'll now meet France in the last eight as they beat Belgium 1-0. And this one, a really dogged affair, really not a very good spectacle. Own goal by Jan Vertonghen sent the French through. That goal coming 5 minutes from the end. France, one of the pre-tournament favourites, and they're going to have to find a couple of more gears in them if they want to overcome Portugal. Two teams really, I guess, high hopes, but not really setting the world alight so far. Great debate here over the weekend and the last few days about the state of Gaelic football after the football quarterfinals at the weekend. Three of those games, really disappointing spectacles. And a big focus, I guess, is on these new rules that are being trialled over the last couple of weeks. Well, former Meath, Louth and Kildare senior football coach Colm Nally says that the player feedback to these proposed new Gaelic football changes have been instrumental in the Football Review Committee's trial process. He's part of this committee, which is working under the guidance of Jim Gavin, former Dublin football manager. Nally's been speaking with Damien Lawler about the trials which have taken place over the course of the last three weekends. The process could run until October, when a final decision will be made.
They really, really enjoyed it. And they enjoyed the process of having an input in this. They really feel valued. And they've given us great feedback and great food for thought. But the most important thing is that they really feel that it will make the game more enjoyable from a playing point of view. And that's one of our terms of reference.
And to speed it up as well, again, I guess, Colin, that's a huge thing as well.
Yeah, now, again, in Beacon last week, we had a couple of instances where we were working on the solo and goal. And we had an instance where a player brought his foot up to the ball and tapped the ball while it was in his hands. Something, again, we hadn't thought about, and we were saying, well, that's not a solo. Like, it's okay, we would have a sort of unconscious bias of some of these ideas when we're sitting around talking about them, saying this will work, but we wouldn't be thinking of the logistics of how can they even make it quicker. So it definitely, the solo and go speeds it up. One of the things that we're looking at as well is, and one of the values of the association is respect. And one of the things we were looking at the other day is that if you foul the ball, you have to hand the ball to your opponent rather than drop the ball or throw the ball away and stuff like that. And even that was a game changer, because if I hand the ball to you after, say, over carrying the ball rather than leaving it on the ground, you put the ball, you take a solo, you're gone, you're up the pitch, you know, in a flat. It just really changes the whole dynamics. No blanket defence is getting back, no extra defenders, you've made yards straight away.
In general, how many proposals are under consideration for the sandbox games, Colm? Have you got a number on it?
It's not that we have we've a mixture of, say, enhancements and enforcements. So, for instance, there'd be things like taking the free kick from the correct position, using the vanishing foam, that the free kick's taken from the correct position.
Tweaks.
The tweaks like that. So if you combine them, there'd be probably seven or eight, but there is really only three or four main ones. Like, and the three or four main ones you're probably looking at would be the goalkeeping, the solo and goal, the new scoring system, and the possibility of keeping 3v3 up, I think. And I think they're the main ones.
Yeah, plenty of food for thought there. I have to say, I really like that idea of the opponent. If you foul the ball or the opponent, that you hand the ball back to him and really or her, and it speeds up the process. More on that in the coming weeks, I'm sure. Another big week ahead for amateur golf in this country. Lahinch hosts the Arnold Palmer Cup. It takes place this Friday through to Sunday. Ryder Cup style event for university students, and sees the international team face the USA. There are four Irish students selected for this Irish team, and the head coach is also an Irishman. I took a trip out to Cartnouse to speak with the coach, Barry Fenley, and one of his players, Kate Lanigan. Both represent Maynooth University.
It's an incredible honour to be on that team. You have to have had a stellar season. It's great that the URNA have given myself and Ryan the reward for winning the Order of Merit, and yeah, can't wait to meet the teammates. They've had amazing seasons in America, so it's going to be really good.
Tell us about your season. How has it been?
Yeah, it's been pretty consistent. Won the Order of Merit with the Student Tour Series, so that was a great achievement, and I suppose one of my goals at the start of the year. So obviously, play Palmer Cup in Lahinch, so delighted to achieve it.
So a real honour to be involved and to have, I suppose, four Irish players on the team is just a brilliant testament to the quality of amateur golf in the country. But to bring the best of the best in college golf to Lahinch in this format is just the dream come true to be involved, you know.
What are your chances this week?
Yeah, listen, I think going against the Americans is a hard task. I mean, obviously they're top ranked players in the world. But you know, we've got a very strong team. You know, we're gonna use the golf course as our weapon. We're very acclimatized to playing wind and rain, and you know, I think our team are well prepared. So, you know, we're gonna bring a lot of fight to this, and you know, I think we've got a great chance.
Yeah, good luck to them. Should be a cracking week down there in Lahinch. The teams meeting up today. Finally, there's racing today in Tipperary from 1:33 and Roscommon from 4:45.